was the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. Christmas, they say that it is the best time of the year. Well, what do you think? Do you think we can agree on that? If you think Christmas is the best, then give me an amen.
Amen.
Better yet, give me a hark the herald angels sing.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Joy to the world.
Joy to the world.
And what about a good old Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Christmas. It is finally here at long last. And you know what? It doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are. We are all excited about Christmas. And if someone tells you that they are over it, when an adult says that Christmas is just for children, don't you believe it. I don't think that even they believe it themselves. For Christmas is something like a dream, because you know what? Anything can happen in a dream. And that is precisely why we have Christmas. Jesus coming into the world reminds us anything can happen to any one of you, at any time, maybe even this very night. Jesus comes into our lives and changes everything, which is why I so love Clement Clark Moore's poem, the one that starts, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," for I love that it starts with the children all nestled snug in their beds, with visions of sugar plums dancing around in those heads. Isn't that just what happens? If your parents can get you to bed tonight, and parents, if you can get those little ones to go to sleep, that is just what will happen. Visions of sugar plums. Do you know what a sugar plum is? I have known this poem for a day and forever, but I never stopped to ask exactly what a sugar plum is. Have you? It sounds so delicious, doesn't it? Anything with sugar in the name has to be mouth-watering good. I looked it up. It's pretty easy to do these days, isn't it? In fact, I bet even in the time we've been sitting here, maybe someone has gotten on their phone to look it up. But if you have not, let me tell you what it is. A sugar plum is a type of hard candy with a hard sugar coating, and in the center is a little nut or a seed or a piece of spice. There is no plum at all, not at all, not a one, but it is about the size of a plum. Now, that little piece of hard candy might not sound like it would be a favorite for you. You may prefer Snickers or Kit Kats or Reese's Pieces, but for the children for whom this poem was written, it was a real delight. So much so that sugar plums come up in other places too, like the dance of the sugar plum fairies. Where would the Nutcracker be without those lovely fairies conjuring up all kinds of visions of Christmas? The idea is that children everywhere love sugary sweet treats. Adults love them too. And isn't Christmas the sweetest treat there is? So of course, it would have to be visions of sugar plums. For God's people have been dreaming of Christ coming into the world since the olden days, and I mean the olden days, since the time of the prophet Isaiah, when they dreamed dreams of the one who would come and save their people. They envisioned the one who was to come, and so grand would he be, so sweet would he be, that his name would be synonymous with wonderful, Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's quite a vision, isn't it? And it all started in a sleepy little town called Bethlehem. You know the story, you just heard it, so beautifully helped out by our children. I wonder if the people of Bethlehem went to bed that first Christmas night with visions floating around in their heads. I wonder if they were dreaming of that one they were to call Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Ever-Living Father, Prince of Peace. I wonder if the shepherds, perhaps falling asleep themselves out there in those fields during that long night, I wonder if their dreams were filled with sweetness, with the hope of what might come. I wonder if even the angels were thinking such sweet thoughts. They must have been, for their sweeping voices filled the air with nothing but pure sweetness. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors. Visions of sugar plums. We are still dreaming, aren't we? God's people still have a vision. We have a vision, a longing, a vision in which God is present with us, that there will be a light that will come so very bright that even the darkest night, even in that darkest night, everyone will see it. We are still dreaming. We still hold to the vision of the prophet Isaiah, who so long ago announced that a child would be born, a son would be given, and with him would come endless peace, an everlasting throne, reigning with righteousness and with justice. No wonder we get so excited about Christmas. No wonder we want to shout, "Joy to the world, hark the herald angels sing, Merry Christmas to all." For in the child born in Bethlehem, born without all the fanfare we see on a night like tonight, born among the cattle and the hay, we catch a glimmer of this infant king who offers to each one of us the promise of peace, the promise of justice and righteousness, the promise that all will be well in our world, even in the midst of darkness, even as things are far from fair, even as peace seems to elude the warring nations of the world, still we hold on to the vision. We dare to dream. For when we do, and this is the real secret to Christmas, when we hold on to the dream and dare to dream God's dream, then the Christ is born once again, as surely as Jesus was born in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. He is born again in the hearts of his people. You and I, no matter how young, no matter how old, you and I allow justice and righteousness to be unleashed into this world. You and I, no matter how young, no matter how old, you and I become conduits of our Lord's everlasting peace as we allow the Christ to inhabit our souls and to dwell within our hearts. But there is more, for you see, it is as if there is a little empty manger waiting in the heart of each and every person who has a beating heart all across this vast planet. And Jesus is simply waiting to be born once again right within anyone who will make a place for him. It is the night before Christmas, and we are all here in this house. This very evening, stockings will be hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon will be there. Children, you better get all nestled down in your beds, and may we all entertain visions of sugar plums dancing around in our heads, sweet visions of the promise of Christmas and the child born to us, Son of God and Son of Mary, born to set his people free, come into this world with glad tidings on his lips, so that even the angels sing and shepherds run to see the sight and wise men come to pay homage. Christmas, they say it is the best time of the year. So give me an amen.
Amen.
Give me a hark the herald angels sing.
Hark the herald angels sing.
What about a joy to the world?
Joy to the world.
And to you, my dear friends, I bid you one last Merry Christmas. For unto us a child is born, unto us a child is given. Amen.
Amen.